Titan Old School DNB808 Tail with minimal CPU load in Ableton Live 12, intermediate level. Let's do it. If you're making jungle or drum and bass, you already know the 808 is the vibe. It's that weight, that blue, that yeah, we're rolling. But the moment the tail gets too long, the groove starts to feel late, the kick loses authority, the snare feels smaller, and your res or mid bass starts fighting for the same low-end real estate. So in this lesson, we're tightening the 808 tail in a way that stays musical at 170 to 176 BPM, and we're doing it with minimal CPU, mostly stock Ableton Live 12 devices, and a workflow you can reuse. By the end, you'll have two reliable options. First, the absolute lowest CPU method. Commit to audio and shape the tail with clip fades. Second, a super light device chain, utility into gate, sidechained into EQ8 with optional saturator. And I'll add some coach tips along the way so it doesn't just work, it locks. Step 0. Set the timing context. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's the classic rolling zone. Now grab an 808 that has a defined start and a long decay. In other words, pick the one that's currently causing the problem. Because if you can control a messy long tail, you can control anything. Here's the mindset. At 174, long decays love to overlap. They smear into 16th note movement, they sit under ghost kicks, and they fill the exact space where your snare needs to punch. So our goal isn't short as possible. It's short enough to support the groove, and consistent enough that the drums feel like they're driving. Now step 1. Decide audio versus MIDI. If you're still writing the bass line, using Simpler on a MIDI track is totally fine. It's fast for auditioning notes and getting the pattern right. But once you're happy with the rhythm, the most CPU-friendly move is to commit. Freeze and flatten. So do this hybrid workflow. Drop your 808 sample into Simpler on a MIDI track. Program a 2-bar rolling pattern. You can follow the kick, or go classic with a couple of anchors on the downbeats and a syncopated hit around the end of 2, then something on 3. Don't overthink it yet. We just want a loop to test against drums. Once it feels right, right-click the track, freeze track, then right-click again and choose flatten. Now you've got an audio clip. And audio is where tail control becomes stupidly deficient. Quick coach note, when you're looking at that audio waveform, don't just trim because it looks long. Use the waveform as a timing ruler. Zoom in and find where the transient ends and the first full cycle body of the sub starts. If you chop too early, you'll get inconsistent weight from note to note, like some hits feel hollow and others feel thick. Keep the punch, then shorten from the sustain portion. Step 2. Tighten the tail with clip fades. Zero extra devices. Click the flattened 808 audio clip, then enable fades in the clip view. Now pull in a fade out so you're controlling the tail length directly. As a starting point, think like this. If you want very tight stabs, try a short fade out in the 30 to 90 millisecond range. If you want a rolling note that still breathes, try something like 120 to 250 milliseconds. But here's the better way to think. Think in musical subdivisions, not milliseconds. At 174 BPM, ask yourself, do I want this tail to behave like a 16th note, or like an 8th note? 16th note tails are great for busy kick patterns and dense breaks. 8th note tails can work when the drums leave more space. So instead of guessing numbers, listen for one rule. Does the tail die before the next important drum hit? And important doesn't always mean the next kick. In old school DNB, the snare is often the statement. So you might let the sub bloom after a kick, but make sure it bows out before the snare if that's what makes the groove feel locked. Pro move. Don't rely on one giant sustained note for the whole bar. Bullet the audio so each hit is its own piece, and fade each one individually. That's how you make the sub talk rhythmically without adding any CPU cost at all. This is arrangement level tail design, and it's one of the highest value techniques in the whole lesson. Step 3. Use gate as a tail trimmer. Still super light on CPU. Now we move into the device chain. On your 808 track, edge utility first, then gate, then EQ8, utility first. Set the gain so you're not slamming your master while you experiment. And if your 808 sample has stereo junk, just kill the width. Set width to 0%. We want a stable mono foundation down low, especially for old school style subs. Now the gate. Think of the gate release as your tail length knob. Start with these ranges. Attack around 0.5 to 2 milliseconds so you keep the punch. Hold around 20 to 60 milliseconds to prevent chattering. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds as a starting point. Then set the threshold so the tail closes when you want it to. Often that lands somewhere around minus 30 to minus 20 dB, but the sample decides that, not the tutorial. The rule is, it should close musically without clicking. If you hear clicks, don't panic. Two fixes. First, slightly increase the release. Second, nudge the attack up a tiny bit. Sometimes even going from 0.5 to 2 milliseconds is enough to smooth the edge without losing impact. Step 4. Sidechain the gate to your kick for a rolling pocket. This is where it gets fun, because it starts to feel like the drums are conducting the sub. On the gate, enable sidechain. Set auto from to your kick track. Hit listen briefly just to confirm it's receiving a clean trigger, then turn listen off. Don't leave it on. Now adjust. Attack around 0.5 to 1 millisecond. Hold around 30 to 70 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds, depending on how much bloom you want after each kick. Then lower the threshold until every kick triggers consistently. What this gives you is a tight kick-sub relationship without heavy sidechain compression. The groove stays punchy, and your low end stops smearing across the bar. Important teacher tip: if your kick is layered, noisy, or inconsistent, the gate might open weirdly. That's not your fault. It's just messy trigger material. So do the classic DNB solution. Make a ghost trigger. Create a new MIDI track. Load a super short, clicky sample, or use operator and make a tiny sine blip with a very short decay. Program it exactly where you want the sub to breathe. Then set that track to no output or turn it all the way down. Now use that as the sidechain source for the gate. Clean trigger. Perfect timing. Zero distraction. Step 5. Clean the sub with EQ8, but keep it simple. Place EQ8 after the gate. First, high pass at 20 to 30 Hz with a steep slope. That's just removing rumble that eats headroom. If the tail still feels boomy or pillowy, try a small cut around 60 to 90 Hz. The exact spot depends on the tuning of the 808 and the key of your track. And if there's boxiness, a gentle dip around 200 to 400 Hz can clear it without thinning the core. Don't overdo EQ on the sub. In DNB, stability and clarity beat fancy curves. Step 6. Optional harmonics, without making the tail feel longer. If your 808 disappears on smaller speakers, you need harmonics. The danger is that saturation can lift the decay and make the tail feel like it grew back, even if you trimmed it perfectly. So use saturator lightly. Put it after EQ8 to start. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Match output level so you're not fooled by louder equals better. Now listen, if the tail feels louder or longer after saturation, you have two CPU-friendly options. Option 1, reduce drive. Option 2, move the gate after the saturator. Gating last is a great way to prevent that tail regrowth. And another coach note, compressors can also regrow tails because of their release behavior. So if later you add compression and suddenly the sub is smearing again, it's not magic, it's gain riding the decay. Put the gate later or commit the processed sub to audio again. Now step 7. Arrangement tactics that make everything feel tighter without any extra processing. This is the secret sauce. Sometimes the tightest low end is just better note choices. Try shortening sub notes during busy drum moments. If the break is doing a lot, the sub should speak in shorter phrases. Leave a gap before the snare. Classic jungle move. The sub bows out and the snare feels like it hits twice as hard. Use call and response with your mid bass. Bar 1. Let the 808 support downbeats. Bar 2. Let it answer with syncopation while the res carries the other rhythm. And do an end of phrase choke. Every 8 or 16 bars, make the last sub hit a short stab with a hard fade. It resets the listener's low-end perception and makes the next section feel cleaner. Here are common mistakes to avoid. First, overlapping sub notes everywhere. That's the fastest route to muddy low-end and a weak kick. Second, setting the gate release too short. That's where clicks and machine gun sub come from. Third, sidechaining the gate from a messy kick. If the gate timing feels random, use a ghost trigger. Fourth, too much saturation on the full sub. It distorts the fundamental and makes the tail feel uncontrolled. And fifth, ignoring tuning. If the 808 is off-key, the tail will feel wrong no matter how perfectly you trim it. A couple pro tips if you want darker, heavier DNB without losing control. 1. Split sub and grit. Duplicate the 808 track. On the sub track, low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Keep it mono, and tighten it aggressively. On the harmonics track, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, then saturate or distort and add width. Your ear perceives length mostly from the mids, so you can keep character, while keeping the real sub short and disciplined. 2. Two-stage tail control, which is extremely reliable. Use a clip fade as a hard maximum length, like a safety net. Then use the sidechained gate for musical breathing. Predictable low end, but still moving with the drums. Now a mini practice exercise to lock this in. Load a long 808, make a 2-bar rolling pattern at 174, and print it to audio. Create version A. Clip fade only tail shaping. Create version B. Gate side chain to the kick or ghost trigger. Then a slash B them in context with kick and snare, plus a brick layer, like an Amen style top loop. Pick the one that grooves hardest, without smearing the low end, and save the chain as DNB 808 tight tail, low CPU. And here's a final zero CPU reference check you can use anytime. Put a utility at the end of the 808 chain temporarily. Automate the gain down about 10 dB on the last 8th note of a bar. If the groove suddenly gets clearer, your tail is still overstaying, even if you can't easily hear it as a separate thing. Remove the automation after you learn what it's telling you. Recap. Lowest CPU and most reliable. Commit to audio and use clip fades. Most musical rolling control, side-chained gate, ideally from a clean ghost trigger. Keep the chain simple. Utility, gate, EQ8, optional saturator. And remember, tightness is also composition. Leave gaps, shorten notes near snares, and control overlap on purpose.